Hi again, James. Sorry, this phone's this man.
Say that again, sorry.
I'm saying my phone is knackered.
Oh, is it? Have you not got another contact number I can reach you on at all while I speak to you?
No.
Have you not? Is it just that phone you've got already?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right, see, now I can hear you perfectly clear, which is very strange. Okay.
Yeah, but I think after a minute or two, it tends to break off. So
does it? Right, yeah, okay,
if it does it again,
what I'll do, I'll ring you back. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So I need to go for a claim report with you, Lee. Take about 5 minutes, and then what I'll do, we'll get an administration's email out to you to confirm that you're happy to make the claim. Now, like I said to you, the success rate we're having is 100% success rate at the moment. So the average return is £45,000, but it can go up to £100,000. We had a gentleman 3 weeks ago that received £98,000 for a Scottish redress claim. Okay. So we appreciate that it's not going to heal any scars, but it may give you a bright future.
No, mate. Yeah, of course.
Okay. No problem at all. So, Lee, I'm just going to go through a claim report with you now while you're on the phone with me, okay?
There you go.
Bear with me just one moment, bud. Okay, so I've got your name is Lee Clark Gilroy, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got an email address on the report as well. As nicolagibson1001@gmail.com. Is that right?
No, can you change that to legalroy24?
Yeah, give me a second. Yeah, I can change that straight away. What do you want it to?
Legalroy24.
Legalroy24@gmail.com.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, I've changed that on your system for you. Okay, bear me a second there, Lee. Okay. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Lee?
20th of the 9th, 1981.
1981. Okay. The turnaround, so from start to finish for a claim, roughly takes around about 8 months, okay? Well, the solicitors will let you know that when they contact you. All right, so hopefully you're looking probably around about the end of August, September. You should receive, obviously, an amount that you're happy with, okay?
Yeah.
Like I say, for some people, it's life-changing amount of money. The average is £45,000. It can be more than that for solicitors. 100%, yeah. So, like I said, it's there just to help you towards a brighter future. So, basically, so there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, okay? Like I said, we've dealt with over 170 cases at this moment in time from people from Scotland. So, the success rate is at 100%. Can you just confirm your postcode for me, please, Lee?
EH13 9JB.
Yep. 9 Juliet Bravo, is that right?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Is it Oxgangs Avenue?
Yeah.
Which number?
14/3.
14/3, yep, I've got you. There we go, give me a second, bud. So my name is James Thompson, I'm your case handler. If you need to contact me at any time, I'm available for you in regard to updates and stuff like that, okay?
Yes.
Contact telephone number I have for you, it's the one I'm ringing you on now. I can hear you perfectly fine now as well, so I don't know if that was an issue, but I can hear you perfectly fine. Okay.
That's perfect.
I'll put a note on there as well to state that the number is temperamental, but if you do give you a call, we can speak, obviously. It should sound fine after a little bit of time. Have you ever been known by any other names, Lee, at all?
I've had aliases in the past, but it's not like, it's just been...
Not like legally name you, but no other legal name.
No.
That's fine. Don't worry about that. Do you have a local GP surgery? So a local doctor's registered at? Southfield Medical Practice.
Yeah.
Give me a second. There won't be a second. Okay, I'm just going to get the information on that. So I've got that Milton surgery, is that correct, in Edinburgh, is that right?
Yeah.
I've got it, give me a second. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, Liam, just updating
Okay. Of course.
Great stuff. Okay, just confirm your age for me, please, Lee.
I'm 44.
Yep, that's fine. Have you got a terminal illness at all?
No, I'm an addict.
Okay.
I'm a recovering addict.
Recovering addict, okay, that's fine, no problem. I need to, there's a few more questions and I'll take a statement from you. And then we'll get an email out to you, get some idea, and that's everything completed then, okay? You just have to wait for the solicitors to give you a call then, okay?
I thought I'd already done this with someone else.
Bear with me a moment. There may be an info file, but there's not been one fully completed yet because you've not got a redress number.
Okay.
We need to get you a redress number so we can put it forward to the government, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
Your parents still with us?
No, my dad is.
No. Your dad is, but your mum's not with us, okay. Do you know your mum at all? Do you know her name?
Elizabeth Fleming Clark.
Okay. C-L-A-R-K?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know her date of birth? We have to put that on the report if you do.
I don't.
Yep, don't worry about it. If you don't know her date of birth, that's perfectly fine. Your father, what's his name?
Robert Purdy James Gilroy. Robert Purdy Gilroy.
How are you spelling the surname there, Lee?
Yeah, Gilroy. You know. G-I-L-R-O-Y.
All right, same as yours. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You broke up a little bit. Do you know his date of birth?
I don't know. I could get it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If you don't know, it's just for the record. If this solicitor require it from you, that they'll let you know, okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you was in the child services from around about 3 years of age. Oh, sorry, 12 years of age you was, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember any addresses that you lived at before you was 12?
Magdalen Avenue, I'd say. I think it was 1016 Magdalen Avenue.
216 Madeline Avenue?
10 stroke 16.
Sorry, you keep breaking up, Leah. Can I hear you again?
10.
It's gone a bit.
10 stroke 16.
Sorry, bud. Are you still there, Lee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. I can hear you now. So do you know the postcode on it at all?
No, I don't. No.
You don't?
It's 1016 Madeline Avenue.
216 Madeline Avenue.
1016
yeah. Madeline Avenue.
Yeah.
Madeline Avenue. Was that in Colour Bethany, is that correct?
No, no, it was
not.
Magdalene, M-A-G.
M-A-G?
B-A-L-E-N, Magdalene.
D-A-L-E-N. Oh, there we go. It was in Edinburgh, wasn't it? I can see that on the record here. EH15 3BN. Yeah, I've got that on record here. Give me a second there. I won't be a moment, Lee. Yeah, 10/16, Magdalene Avenue, Edinburgh. Yeah, I've got that. Brilliant. Do you have any siblings? Do you have any brothers or sisters, Lee?
I have a brother.
Do you still speak with him or do you not speak to him?
No, I don't speak to him, no.
Don't worry about it. Frank, is his surname same as yours?
Yeah.
Is it Gilroy?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know his date of birth, do you?
182.
Yep.
84.
No worries,
that's fine.
83, we're going with,
yeah.
We'll check that on the record, don't worry, it's just roughly. Do you know the authority you was cared under, so was it Edinburgh Council, is that correct?
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been. Okay, so you was in care till you was 12, till 16, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the establishment, how many children's homes were you in, or residential schools, early?
It was three children's homes, but it was only for a day or two and a couple.
Right, okay. What was the one that you spent most of your time in?
Morden YPC.
Warden?
Moore. M-O.
M-O.
R-D-U-N. D-O-N. M-O-R-E. D-U-N.
Yeah, I've got it. YPC in Scotland, is that correct?
Yeah.
Known as, is it in Oxgangs, that? Is that correct?
No, that's in Edinburgh.
Yeah, was it, is that what it was, Oxgangs, is that right?
Yeah.
Got the name. Yeah, because we've had reports from Oxgangs before, okay. Is that where most of your abuse was?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Oxgangs. And I've got that 54 Oxgang Avenue in Edinburgh, yeah?
No, it wasn't Oxgangs Avenue.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Oxgang Children's and Young People's Centre.
No, I wasn't in there. I was in Morden.
Oh, was... All right, okay, give me a second. There won't be a moment, buddy. Just going to amend this on our side, okay. I'm just going to make sure we've got the records that match up. All right, give me a second, bud. So it was Modern, M-O-D-E-R-N, Y-P-T, Scotland.
How is it spelled, Nicky?
It's M for Mother, O for Oscar, D for Delta, E for Echo, R for Romeo, N for November. Is that right?
M-O-R-D-E...
Oh, Mordun.
M-O-R-E.
Yeah, M-O-R-E-D-U-N, is that right?
D-U-N, D-U-N, yeah.
D-U-N, yeah, I've got you, I've got it.
Mordun, Y-P-T.
Yep, I've got it. Okay, was you in there most of your childhood?
Yeah. All my seniors, okay. Anyway.
Okay. Right, so I have to ask you this next question, Lee, all right, so... Because the claims are a substantial amount of money, so they're on average at £45,000. They can be more than £45,000.
Yeah.
If you was to be awarded a payment and anything was to happen to you, let's say there was an accident or anything like that that was to happen to you, or a certain death between receiving that money and you could not receive that money, who would you want that money to go to? Do you have any relatives, any friends? You want it going to your daughter, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old your daughter?
18.
She's 18. Yeah. And what's her name?
Leomi. L-E-O-M-I-E.
Lauren, did you say?
Leomi. L-E-O-M-I-E.
Sorry, Lee. I do apologise, mate. I'm struggling to hear. It's like it's dead muffled again.
L-E-O-M-I-E.
So I've got O for Oscar, E for Echo, O for Oscar, is that correct?
Really?
He's gone. No. Why did he...